This is Doctoring Up Design, a lively, interactive, and educational series presented by Design Hardware and held in their ever-evolving showroom on 3rd Street in Los Angeles. Doctoring Up Design was created to address your pain points in the constantly changing world of design and architecture. Doctoring Up Design features the most knowledgeable and creative designers, architects, manufacturers, and product designers in the business today to help you build a healthy and strong design practice. So what do you get when you pair a Turkish aluminum company, Israeli innovator, a world-class design product showroom, and a master in the field of sustainable architecture? Well, 2023 started like that of an atom bomb blast in the Nevada desert with KBIS and the International Builders Show events that will not easily be topped. This event was massive, with an equally large turnout in over 1 million square feet of conference and convention space in Las Vegas. I had an opportunity to sit down with a group of industry professionals to talk about the next, if not current, big thing in design, aluminum siding. You heard it right. Aluminum siding. And you might say, hey, wait a minute, aluminum siding? Yes, it's a big deal for a number of reasons that make it one of the most flexible materials in construction today. Everything you need to know is coming up right after this. For half a century, Accurate Lock and Hardware has been dedicated to providing the finest American-made locks and hardware solutions. Accurate Lock and Hardware fuses old-world craftsmanship with modern technology to create architectural hardware products of uncompromising quality. Introducing a stunning collection from renowned designer Tom Felicia, like the Henderson. Elegant beauty through a versatile array of faceted jewel-like rounds, square, and hexagon knobs, as well as two levers in hexagon and round design. Carrera, a premium sculptural lever and knob inspired by the back detail of the classic Porsche Carrera. Aurora, a variety of knobs and levers that feature textured faces inspired by Felicia's textiles and wall covering collections. Granby, with timeless beauty, featuring a more classic knob and lever that plays into Felicia's approach to creating designs that feel timely, yet timeless. Design Hardware is where you will find brands blazing new trails, like those from Accurate Lock and Hardware, featuring the Tom Felicia collection. For more information, visit designhardware.com or at Design Hardware and Flooring on the socials. So I have been excited about this panel all weekend because we're talking about aluminum, and I'm super excited about aluminum.
Me also.
Right? So the first thing I wanted to do is to basically, if we can start here, introduce yourself, where you're from, who you're with, and what you do, and how you wound up here.
I'm Gulay. I'm from Turkey. I'm International Sales Manager of ELC Aluminum Company. I have been working sales manager for 20 years.
Okay, I'm Shoham. I'm living in California, from Cleveland, USA. And we are working on aluminum siding, cladding, and we will like to add more stuff like fans, pergola on the future.
Yeah. And Rick?
Hi, I'm Rick Van Diepen with Green Vision. We're an architecture firm based here in Las Vegas. We have an office in California as well. We do some commercial work, a lot of multifamily work, and also community-based projects, including emergency homeless shelters and transitional housing. So I have a lot of experience with aluminum structures over the years. And I've been an architect for about 28 years.
I love it. Okay, so talk to me about Cleveland. Tell me the story.
So actually, the story is a little bit funny because one of my visit in America, I live before in Africa, Nigeria, and I came to visit America and I saw all the siding on the market, and I said, and I work in aluminum over 5 years, and I said, how is possible that the siding is not from aluminum? No way. Aluminum is the next material in the world. Everybody is going to use only aluminum. This is what I feel. And looking around, and I discovered that I think it's something necessary in the market. So I came back to America, to Nigeria, Africa, and we sit, and we start plan our material. We start plan our cladding. And we say, okay, we are doing aluminum siding, but let's do it in click. Let's do it very, very, very fast insulation. no need all the screw. So we work on it like 1 year. We start to work on the system, how it works. We extrude the sample and we did all the testing. And finally we get Clicklet here in America in different sizes, different color. What is nice with Clicklet, that any dream you have, any dream, color, size, or whatever you think, you can get. Because it's aluminum. Aluminum, you just decide the color you want, you decide the size you want, you order, and you get it. That's the story of Clicklet.
It's a family-owned company.
Yes.
Yeah, so when did your family get into the business? How did it start?
Actually, it's my wife's family. And when I'm 21 years old, I decided to start work with my wife's family. And I really like aluminum. You know, aluminum, if you start work with aluminum, you never stop. It's like Lego.
I love that. And Rick?
About how our business started?
Yeah.
So I've been a commercial architect and worked on public sector projects for about 28 years. And about 8 years ago, I started my own company, Green Vision. And in addition to community-based housing projects, we do a great deal of sustainability consulting to other architects. So we help them with their LEED certification and other energy-saving solutions, helping them pick out materials that are you know, with high recycled content and a low embodied carbon content. So that's really where my passion is at. So that's, we've been doing that for 8 years since I started the company.
So tell me how this works. So ELC Aluminum, yes, is a Turkish company.
Yes, Turkish company.
And talk to me about the raw materials. So where the materials come from, how they're obtained, how they're manufactured, and how they wind up being sent to a Clicklet to be turned into this extraordinary product.
We buy raw material from Turkey. We buy the billets, and we have many kind of dies for each profile. And we extrude, we have three lines, two 6-inch and one is 8-inch press machine. And we can extrude everything, some of finished product like window, door, pergola, and siding system. And we use all the surface anodizing, powder coated, and wood look transfer. And we start with Clicklet company. We started US market with Clicklet, and we are working with our clients. We are happy with them.
I love it. So Rick, talk to me about use of aluminum as an exterior product, the benefits, the features, the why.
Yeah. I've always been really interested in durability and also design flexibility. So aluminum and metal panels in general are great materials to be able to create a lot of different design aesthetics, work with different styles. However, aluminum is particularly great because, you know, it is much lower carbon to produce, and it's 100% recyclable material. And you can specify it with a lot of recycled content as well in the material and the system itself. So I've always liked that aspect of it, as well as the freedom to be able to design the building kind of however you want. And then I also like, panelized systems as well are really great because they're demountable, right? So you can, and they're modular. So you can, if one panel gets damaged, you can take it out and repair it or replace it. So that itself is very sustainable as well, that you're not sort of having to rip down the entire facade system because some of the panels failed.
I think that's really interesting. I want to get back to that idea in just a second. Talk to me about the click. Talk to me about the installation process. Not the installation as in installing it on a structure, but the actual
placing the panels onto the frame, because I think that's a really unique process.
So what is special, first of all, in aluminum? Aluminum is like Lego. You're just assembling. If you get it all the profile coating exactly, you just assemble it and you get whatever you want, from windows till cladding. Why the click cam? Because it's possible, which aluminum is possible. You just, so our unique in the click clad is not the clip itself, is the railing. The rail is also from aluminum, 100% recycled aluminum. And it's made with our machine, that this is our patent. And we think about it that, you know, you can do also click without machine, we can extrude, because any mold you want, you can extrude in aluminum, anything. And we say, okay, why we need to extrude the teeth? Let's make it from one piece of aluminum. So we take a look and we think, and then we finalize how to do it. And we're just getting as a one piece, we make the teeth. And after you install the teeth on the wall, you just clip the profile. And we didn't make the clip. Many people ask clip for another version. Nobody asked for siding. We are the people, the first company made it for siding without any screw in between. You have waterproof, gap, no gap, anything you want, we just clip.
Yeah, Rick.
Can I jump in here? I think one of the other real benefits to having a clip system is that, you know, any installer with just a little bit of training can do it, right? Like, you don't have to, you know, be a union sheet metal worker or a, you know, really skilled laborer. So I think what we've seen a lot is that the transition from, you know, for some subcontractors and installers, from like residential to multifamily to commercial, they're not comfortable, you know, installing commercial type products, right? But something like this is where it's really easy to figure out, and it's a quick learning curve. You know, that really helps those contractors to be able to get up to speed quickly and be competitive.
So let me just add something. The idea of ClickLad is to make aluminum available for everybody, from homeowner that just want to buy the profile and to install it himself. You can do it with our guide, with our information. You just can do whatever you want, very easy, because you just click. Everybody know how to do it.
What is this replace? What do you want to replace? What is ClickLad replace? As far as is it another?
I want when somebody put a lot of money in his house, he will not come back to the wall that is done 2 years ago. Because many people install today the siding, and after 2 years, 3 years, they have to screed it and paint it again. I say, no, if you're already going to build a house, do ClickLad, do aluminum, even if it's not ClickLad, because I'm from aluminum side, and you get it for life.
When you work with your architects that you consult, and you're talking about products like this, What are the benefits to them, and how do those benefits then transfer on to the homeowner?
Yeah, what we already talked about is just the life cycle, the overall life cycle cost of a material, right? So that's very important to have something that's not only durable, but that is a lifetime product. You know, that it's not a siding system that has to be replaced or repaired or refinished every few years. We like to, I don't want to say talk our architect clients into doing things. However, we definitely give them options, you know, where if they're going for a look in their original design or a rendering, we can say, hey, instead of thinking about, you know, some processed, manufactured wood product or something, you know, or even if it's a product that may be overpriced like a terracotta system, but they want to get the look, but without busting the budget, you know. So we like to, you know, point them in a direction where they have options, to meet their design needs and meet their budget as well.
I want to get back to the look in a second, but as far as the product itself, the benefits of aluminum. What are the benefits of aluminum?
Durability at first, and high technology, but level lightweight, strength, but lightweight, and maintenance, not
free.
Yes, maintenance free, recyclable, and recyclable and.
Hold on one second.
Aluminium.
Sorry, continue.
Aluminium can be recycled repeatedly, but not any degradation, right? Aluminium quality is the same, not any degradation about the quality. And
I don't think there is any minus in aluminium. I think it's only benefit.
Yeah.
And the weight is important because shipping costs are a lot less, right? The tonnage that gets shipped, and it's just a very strong product, even with the thin profiles. So it's easier to ship. You can get more product in a shipping container, you know. So that again contributes to reducing the overall life cycle cost through the whole shipping process.
One more benefit, it's the width. You know, one wall, it can be like two pieces of wood because it's very light. Aluminum is very, very light.
Let's talk about the look for a second. So as far as the look itself, Rick, what can you do and what can you not do with aluminum?
I'm not sure there's a whole lot you cannot do. However, some of the flexibility and design flexibility that we've all talked about is being able to design larger panels with different reveal patterns. A lot of times you'll want to get something sort of custom, and it's just a lot easier to find a system that you can maybe not entirely customize, but you can sort of change the reveal profile or something like that, and you know, give it some flavor to your project to look a little different. So, but I also think that the textures and the colors and the, you know, just the profile shapes, having all those different choices really is something that both residential and commercial architects really appreciate.
For those who say that they want the look of wood, or they want the feel of wood, everyone's entitled to their opinion, totally get it, but when it comes to the actual look and feel, how close are they?
Well, this product is very convincing. You know, obviously they've taken a lot of pains to incorporate, you know, multiple colors and textures, you know, to make it very realistic and convincing. You know, I have seen a lot of products where it's, you know, faux wood, and it really looks faux wood. You know, like you can tell from close or far away that it's just trying to be something that it's not. So I'm kind of a design snob about, you know, sort of integrity in you know, materials. However, you know, so it needs to be done really, really well. You know, you can't do everything exterior materials out of wood. In various climates, it's just not a good idea. Now, I also, there's been a lot of research in the last, you know, 10 years or so into the importance of incorporating nature into our buildings, you know, into the exterior and the interior. Seeing things like, you know, natural colors, earth tones, you know, even water and fire and skylight, being able to see, have a view outside the windows, all of that really reduces the stress level. And it's been proven that being around those kind of materials and having those visual cues that you're still sort of connected to nature is a very healthy thing for the human brain.
I have one point about the finish. What is nice with aluminium is always place for better. For example, you can even find today aluminium with marble finish. You can find any finish you want. You know, Julie here from ELC, there's a big producer in Turkey, but she can tell you that always they're looking for new color, new finishing. Is aluminum is just going up. Any years is going up. You know, for what I'm seeing, and I'm getting planned for home in America, you know, usually before it's PVC windows, plastic windows. Today, for the high-end home, you get on the certification, you get aluminum windows. It's true. You get aluminum siding. People start to understand the benefit of aluminum. And again, for my, I am the manufacturing and I am the person that sell the product. The only minus I see, if you cut wrong, you have problem. You lose the material. But it's the only minus. All the other things, no any problem with aluminum, and it's very easy. And about the finish, you always can be better, always.
I'd like to find out your thoughts about like marine environments, because corrosion with steel, you know, steel materials is a big deal. We occasionally have projects and for, you know, on military bases on, you know, on the coast of California, and you know, the entire specification has to be anti-corrosive material. So I'd love to hear your thought on that.
So everything is depends of the factory that manufacturing. I can tell you from my side, I already meet one building that install all the aluminum, and the railing is not made very well, not from ELC of course, and it has bubble. But if the passivation and the quality control in the factory is good, it will work forever. The only things that you have to be very good is the base, and this is what you are working very hard in ELC. The quality control have to be 100%, and you can put it near the sea, you can put it whatever you want, no rust, no nothing.
I want to go back to the design for a second, because I'm fascinated by always looking for new colors, always looking for new ways to transform the product. Right? What is that process? How do you find new colors? How do you find new textures? How do you find new ideas on the design side?
We have a technical team. We have three engineers. They are checking. They do research and development, and we get customer requirements. For example, in Europe, their choice is different. In US market is different. Yes, Turkey is different, more different. So it's necessary to customer needs. Mostly customer needs. We are architect. Focused, yes. Yes, we have architect also, but are focused on the customer needs, and we design and finish good.
What about from your perspective? Would you American customers are they can present a challenge as far as we want something that's new, we want something that hasn't been seen before. How do you address the design of the product, and how do you speak to new styles in design and what people are asking for?
So which ClickLad actually our friend here, you know about all the benefit of aluminum. But with ClickLad, I didn't came to change design. I came to change the material. I came to change the quality. Because aluminum is material, and the difficult things, not for architect, is to explain what is aluminum. Not everybody know what is aluminum. And this is the change I see in America right now. You know, on the research I did, people start with aluminum. Aluminum. Wow, aluminum. So they start to ask for aluminum, and they start to understand what is aluminum. And I just want to fit my product from aluminum to the design that is going through.
Rit, do you think aluminum siding, there's been some bad press in the past, over the years, right? Aluminum siding. This is it's a different product. It's not a sheet of aluminum siding that many in the past would have thought that that's what aluminum siding is. There's just a misconception from what the product might have looked like in the past. The material hasn't changed, but the process for manufacturing the material into a completely different product has changed, which is why when you put a tool like this into the toolkit of a very creative designer or architect, it's astonishing what they can do with it. That being said, can you think of any limitations for the product?
No, there are very, very few. And you're right. I think there was, you know, especially, you know, many years ago, I think, when there was, you know, kind of a proliferation of sort of cheap aluminum, especially residential siding that was mimicking shiplap and so forth. You know, I think that's the mentality, I think, of some homeowners and designers, you know, that basically you're stuck with certain profiles and it's, you know, it dents easily and, you know, some of these other things. But the difference, the way ClickClad and other, like, modern companies are looking at, are reinventing these materials and these systems, is they're doing it through engineering. You know, they're actually, you know, looking at the mill thickness and the profiles and the, you know, how the material is, you know, how it breaks at all the reveals and everything. So it's more durable and more versatile. So I think I personally don't know too many architects or commercial interior designers who have a problem with any kind of aluminum product. It's just a great product. And the other thing I want to mention is something that we have to think about in terms of attachment systems is electrolysis. So where you have different, you know, different metals with different properties, you know, they can essentially weld to each other and cause problems and cause fasteners to break and things like that. So that's another nice aspect of aluminum, where you don't have to worry about that. It just attaches to the building and it's done. You know, it doesn't corrode and it won't have the electrolysis with other, like if you're using a different metal, you know, with a handrail or something.
And you had mentioned that one of your clients had worked on, was it the South Hall here?
Correct, yeah.
And that project used aluminum for the exterior, and it's amazing.
Yeah, there were all kinds of aluminum products in that project, in the South Hall project. It was, you know, like a million square foot new hall for the Las Vegas Convention Center. And one of their main requirements, and the reason that we got hired by the architecture team, is because we're sustainability experts. So they wanted to get LEED certified gold, and they also wanted to get another certification called Green Globes, which is so pretty interesting that they wanted to get two different certifications to kind of show that it can be done, and also to really kind of show the world that the Las Vegas Convention Center is innovative. So they did that in the design, and the architecture team of Tate Snyder Kimsey, TSK, was a local architect. You know, they're always looking for new products and new ways to kind of show their creativity, and so and their real care about sustainability. So it's kind of a whole package that this client was looking for. It was a really fun project.
Have you been to Las Vegas for KBIS and the International Builders Show in the past?
No.
First time?
First time.
First time?
Last year we were in Orlando.
Oh, okay. So you went to Orlando, but yes. You haven't seen it here. Have you seen it here before?
I've been in Orlando as well.
Okay. Is this a little bit different?
Without ClickClad, just as a visitor.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you one thing that I see. 60% is aluminum. All the windows, all the door, all the cutting wall, people start to ask for aluminum.
Yes.
It's, you see the change. You can count here over 10 companies that are just selling railing and fence from aluminum. It start to be very, very popular. Again, because of all the benefit, all the different of the temperature, different of everything. It can fit through every country in America. So For example, one benefit of ClickLad, why I did the clip, you have old house and people like to renovate. You just put the rail, put the click, you change your face completely.
You know, that's an interesting idea. I didn't even really think of that. By having the, now can you change the piece that you remove? Can the color be changed? Not the texture, but the color?
You mean if you remove the clip?
Yeah, so if you paint it.
Yes, you always can repaint it, but you don't need to paint in the next 25 years. So it's another benefit of aluminum.
Well, and that's one of the things that I really like about this system as well is they use a powder coat finish on the metal, which is essentially a baked on enamel finish. It's lasts forever. Like literally, it's a generational type product, right? I mean, it should last for 50 plus years. So, but that's a great point though, to be able to. If like in a retail setting, if they want to, sort of change their branding or just, show that they've refreshed the look, whether it's interior or exterior, you can change a few panels and, bring some different colors in or change the entire wall to a different color. You're taking them off, you're either using them on another project or they're getting recycled, and you're not having to spend all that money for all the labor to attach the structural system because it's already there, right?
How does it perform in extreme weather conditions?
Any weather condition.
So if you get, for example, if you get baseball-sized hail, you can, and what is the amount of damage potential? And then you can just remove that one panel and replace it should there be damage.
Yes. If you have one panel damage, let's say, for example, people ask me, hey, we can attach this one to garage door. And garage door, many people, I put reverse. Just hit it. Thank you. You change few panel and you get new face. You don't need to change all the things behind. So you just few panel can bend, take it out, you replace with new one, that's all. You're set.
So it's funny because my mind always goes back to the design and aesthetics of things. And what's kind of interesting to me is this idea that, as an architect who designs a building, designs a structure, that you can materially change the look and the feel of it. You can go from something very traditional to something extremely modern, should you choose to do that. It's an interesting idea.
No, it really is. And I mean, homeowners don't stay in their house for more than, 5 years these days. People are renovating kitchens and exteriors and everything. I live in an old neighborhood, historic neighborhood. And even those houses are getting are getting updated constantly. But also, as I mentioned, in retail and commercial, tenant improvements and exterior retrofits. Everybody wants a new business moves in. They want to kind of put their branding up there. They want the exterior to play off of their logo or their color, their branding colors. So it really is a versatile material where you can really change the look pretty easily and economically and quickly.
What would you like people to know about the product, about the nature of aluminum that you think maybe the American consumer doesn't know?
The people must know benefits of aluminum. We talked about durability and sustainability. For example, in Turkey now, also in Europe, most of the solar photovoltaic components produced from aluminum. And we efficiently use sunlight more efficiently. And life cycle, you mean, life cycle is very important. Recycled and quality is not different, not changed. So aluminum is the excellent choice for now and for future. low maintenance, not maintenance,
yeah,
costs.
That's a great point that you bring up, because a lot of products lose some of their structural integrity, or, you know, as they get recycled, so eventually they sort of, you know, lose their benefit. Aluminum's literally, you know, kind of a, it's a
1%.
Yeah, you know, so it's basically
and
retains its value
metal.
Over, you know, hundreds and hundreds of times it can be.
Yes, unique metal, right. Aluminum, recycled, and quality is the same.
Just
right.
Lose like 1% from the
and more or less energy for recycling.
Talk to me about your relationship with. So we're here with Design Hardware. So you work with them. So I'm curious the relationship with someone with your partners like that. How you work with them and how you ultimately work to get the product into the hands of designers, architects, and consumers.
So we are good in solution. We're good to find the best product for the building, for the house. But we know company like Design Hardware since 1986 or 1985. They know everybody. They have a relationship with architect. They sell only the high-end product. If you've been in a Design Hardware show, you see, you can anything you buy from there, you're 100% okay with the quality and everything. So when we start work in America, when I came in to Design Hardware, I immediately see that I think it's the best place for ClickLad. ClickLad is looking for people that want the future. You know, you can go to many the showrooms that we like to sell what is moving. The different designer will sell the high end and what is the future and what is quality. Because it's a trust company. It's the relationship they have in the client is like family. They have everything. They get all the solution, they get all the product, they know from where they buy, they know everything. So I think everybody that if designer will accept me to be one of the dealer, so definitely the relationship they have, they will accept to buy from them. So the target in ClickLad is to sell only to showrooms. They understand what is aluminum. First of all, it's very important for ClickLad that the person will buy, will understand why you buy ClickLad. Not because of the price. Even in price, we are the best in the country. But to buy, why we buy aluminum, why we sell aluminum, and that's why we are looking. This is our relationship with the partners, that they will want to sell ClickLad, they will understand what is ClickLad, and they see that our mind, what is aluminum, that aluminum is going to be the next material in the United States. I believe if you sit together in the next year, you will see more stuff from aluminum. More. Anything. It will start to be made from aluminum.
Yeah, I was hoping to add a little bit to that because as an architect, when I hear, you know, high end, that means that you know, it may not fit the project budget, right? But I think that the best, you know, the best product reps that I've worked with before, like Design Hardware, you know, they're not just looking for high-end products, they're looking for high-quality products, right? So, and high-quality companies as well that can deliver, that have a great product, because they're having to kind of put their name behind it too, right? So they have these, you know, sometimes 20-plus year relationships with architects and interior designers and builders, specifiers, you know, and those design professionals, they know they can rely on a really good product rep, right? And they're not gonna push some product that they don't stand by, right? And they're probably not even gonna add it to their line card, unless they've seen what it can do, you know, in person. So that is a nice luxury and a great relationship that you have, because we have to make really quick decisions, you know, and I can't tell you how many times where I've just called, you know, I have about five of my favorite design reps, and I'm like, hey, here's my situation, you know, give me some options for it, and I, you know, I can't have anything experimental or anything that, you know, I have to worry about, you know. So that it's a really great luxury to have that kind of relationship.
you know, it's really true. And for me, that's one of the important thing that I've seen coming out of design in the last couple of years. You know, as we exit this pandemic, where the first thing really to go was service. You know, service was the first thing to go because everybody was panicking and everybody was just trying to get product out, and the service aspect of it fell behind. And that's why you can see the people that really did what they were supposed to do. And, you know, that's what's important. The service, knowing that, look, this is the building industry. Things go wrong. Products break. Things happen. Nothing is perfect. Nobody that I know of is perfect. Things happen. It's not if something goes right. It's not if something goes wrong. It's when something goes wrong. How do you respond? How do you react? That's why the idea of story behind product, service behind your partners, like you know, and you know, I say this about Design Hardware all the time because I appreciate them so much. If something goes wrong, they don't wait for it to go away on their own. They just fix it. They just do it. That's what world-class companies do. They don't wait for something to go away so that they don't have to take care of it. They just take care of it. And that's why I wanted to sort of just, you know, final words on this. You know, the idea of this family-run business, this idea of using a product that is, nothing's perfect, but it's as close as you can possibly get, and it's got the fact that it's so malleable and you can do so much with it. There's the difference between a trendy thing and a trend that lasts, innovation. Feels like aluminum is on this trajectory for some serious innovation, and I feel like there's a ways to go as far as what else you can do with the product.
I think there is, and I think it's kind of a good connection that you're making, Josh, about having a good product and a good manufacturing system and a good supplier, as well as a really great distributor, right? Because you've got integrity, you know, across the board. So I think that it makes everybody look good, you know, and from the designer standpoint, all we're trying to do is make our client happy, you know, meet their needs and hopefully get more work out of them in the future, right? So. And I'm a big believer in, if you've read the book Built to Last, you know, the idea about just, you know, running a business ethically, you know, treating your employees well, you know, making the right decisions even when people aren't watching. And I think that's what really makes companies like this remarkable, because they stand behind their word. And when there's a problem, no one's trying to point fingers or shake the responsibility. I've had a bunch of times where, you know, a really great product rep will, there's a problem, delivery, whatever, and, you know, I've even had them, like, say, look, we're gonna you know, ship this other product to you, and just at our cost, you know, because your building's opening in 2 weeks, you know. So just that level of care and pride in their level of service, that's what keeps architects coming back, you know, forever.
So I have good things to do to say about that point you mentioned. My first things when I opened my own business, ClickLad, there's two things in my mind: quality and service. This is always what you're looking for. So you can ask my partner, Design Hardware, and I say, I'm new in the market. I want people will be happy when they buy ClickLad. So I say, any installation going in this year, I'm coming there free for my time. Why? Because to give the service, I think if somebody know that you have fault and you have number to call and to say, see, I have some problem here. Okay, we'll do video, I will give you all the solution. Because like I buy something and I want full service, I give the same service I want to my client. So this is very important for me. This is why we did the installation guy. This is why we did everything. And you know, I always say, you learn from others. So if I'm going to install 1 year with different people, I will always know how to improve my product to fit to everybody. So I think this is the best way, as you say, service and quality.
And great companies like these, they don't just say, yeah, call the 800 number, you know. leave a voicemail and someone will get back to you.
and Himmel.
We should just eliminate that from our vernacular. Eliminate it from the lexicon. Call the 1-800. Just don't say it anymore. Now, you know, this was great. I learned a lot, and I am so appreciative for the time. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for
Thank
doing
you.
This.
Thank you for having me.
This has been another episode of Doctoring of Design featuring an incredible group discussing what is sure to be high on the list of architectural trends happening this year and the extended future. Thank you, July, Shoham, and Rick. This podcast is presented by Design Hardware. Thank you, Michelle Solomons and Avi Balsam with Design Hardware for making this platform available and for your tireless support of the design and architecture community. Thank you for listening and subscribing to Doctoring Up Design. Please make sure you are subscribing so you get the show every time we publish a brand new episode. You can find all the links in the show notes. I'm Josh Cooperman for Design Hardware and Doctoring Up Design. We'll see you next time.